everybody, Kathy Griffin here, and I want to congratulate my good friends Victor Shi and Jill Wine Banks on 4 years of their iGen podcast. That's right, promoting intergenerational political discussion. They've had everybody on. It's a fantastic show. So keep your intergenerational conversations going.
Hey everybody, it's Frank Figliuzzi here to offer my congratulations to Jill and Victor for 4 years of intergenerational talk, discussion, and healthy exchanges on iGen politics. You've done some great work that we all need to carry on to move forward. We need more listening, learning, adapting, and thriving because we understand each other. Thanks for all you've done. Best wishes to both of you.
Hello there, this is Fiona Hill. I'd like to congratulate Jill and Victor on 4 fabulous years of the iGen Politics podcast. This has been an absolutely brilliant series, and I was very privileged and honoured to be able to take part in it. I hope there'll be further intergenerational conversations like this in the future, but in the meantime, I'd like to send every best wish to Jill and Victor for their future pursuits. And thank you to everybody else who participated, especially those who listened to it. I was very grateful to be part of it.
Welcome back to iGen Politics. This is a podcast that makes politics engaging and relevant for all generations. This is Victor Shi.
And I'm Jill Wine Banks. And today's hashtag, Jill's Pin, says intergenerational politics, which is 4 years ago what we started as. Victor and I met just after he graduated from high school. And he came up with this idea of having an intergenerational discussion between the two of us. I didn't even know what a podcast was, and he introduced it to me, and we started this 4 years ago, He's graduating college. He is a college graduate and about to go to work as a real adult.
Yes. Well, I start my official job on Monday, which next Monday, April 8th, so that'll be an exciting time. I got 2 weeks in Chicago. I saw Jill a couple of times, and so I'm excited to get to work, and we'll keep you posted on what that is. But maybe let's reflect on the podcast, because it was 4 years ago that we met. We were running to become delegates, and I remember it was through a Twitter DM that we met, and we've had, I think the exact number is 232 episodes since that day. So that means we've talked to over 200 people. And, you know, I guess, what have been your highlights of...
Well, first of all, let me just say, I remember our first, and it was sort of a test because I didn't know exactly how it would work. And at the time, we didn't have a producer. We just, you arranged everything on Zoom, and it was with the Better Government Association, which is something I'm very proud to be on the board of. They do great work.
And I interned for a couple summers after.
Yes, yes, and did really good work for them. And then our last one before today, last week's, was an amazing, amazing episode where I was just mesmerized by our guest, who Billy Ray, who is a screenwriter, very, very successful, but also an amazing communicator who has put together 80 members of Congress that he's advising now on how to message. And he is fantastic. It's one of my favorite episodes, other than, I have to say, Madeleine Albright.
Oh, yes.
That was an amazing episode because she's always been one of my heroes. And I loved having her as a guest.
I still remember that episode because Jill, if you guys don't know, she is not a morning person. And that episode was at 9 a.m. in the morning, I believe. And I remember I just got up and it was crack of dawn, it felt like. But we did it. And once we saw her, it was so amazing. I think the conversation lasted an hour. We talked about everything from the current events of the day to her pins to her book. She told a story about her playing guitar. I mean, it was quite amazing. Yes. And then her and Jill had a moment where they both shared their pins, which was really incredible.
One of the highlights of my life, as you know, was getting a copy of her book in my post office box. And I looked at the envelope and thought, oh, this person spells her name just like Secretary Albright. And then I opened it up, and it was Secretary Albright who had inscribed her book about pins to me, saying she loved my pins. And that was just such an honor and amazing amazing gift from her.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, I think we've had some also controversial guests on. For instance, we've had on James Comey. We've had on people who are, you know, who make news. I mean, we've really had a lot of people on. It's quite amazing.
Have you got a favorite?
Oh gosh.
I mean, the problem with doing this is whoever we forget to mention is going to be mad at us, because I don't think we've ever had one, maybe one, and we won't mention the name, where I was like, oh, that wasn't as stimulating as most of our episodes.
Yeah.
Hello, Victor and Jill. Congratulations on your 4-year run. That's very cool. Thank you for driving all of my mega Republican colleagues in the House of Representatives crazy, although admittedly for most of them, that's a pretty short trip. Thank you for bridging the generations. You've made me cool with my kids again by having me on your show. So long may you run, and I'll see you guys out on the road.
Hey there, it's AG. You know me as Mueller, She Wrote on social media. I host the Jack podcast, Daily Beans, and Clean Up on Aisle 45. And I am here to congratulate Jill Winebanks and Victor Shi on 4 amazing years of hosting iGen Politics. It was such a pleasure to get to come on your show and talk to the intergenerational audience. So here's to more intergenerational conversations. And Victor, congratulations on your graduation.
Hi, folks. It's Barb McQuaid. I'm here to congratulate Victor Shi and Jill Winebanks on concluding 4 great years of iGen Politics. I was honored to be a guest on the podcast and to listen to all of their great intergenerational conversations. Here's to more great intergenerational conversations.
Hey, everybody, it's Michael Steele. Congratulations to Jill and Victor on 4 incredible years of hosting iGen Politics. It was such a pleasure for me personally to be able to come on and have a conversation, not just with Jen and Victor, but with your intergenerational audience. I appreciate it so much. Here's to more intergenerational conversations. You guys have opened the wonderful door. Now we all need to go through it. All the best. Take care.
No, and I will say maybe my favorite part of this too is interacting with our audience. I mean, we've started with literally nothing to now a community. I think I checked over 1,000 of you have left a rating on Apple Podcasts. We have YouTube channel now, and of course with Politicon, and we read the comments and we just see all of your support. And it's been such a great thing to read. I know Jill has gotten some letters as well telling her about how much this podcast means. And we just thank you for listening, for tuning in. It's been great.
Yeah, I've gotten tweets as well, X's, whatever it's called. And, you know, the one thing about the last episode was that the sound wasn't very good. And we apologize for that. If you watch it on YouTube, you can maybe hear it better because you see the mouth move, and that makes it easier to hear. But unfortunately, he was looking for a good, stable internet. And so if you watch it on YouTube, you'll basically see a tour of the Beverly Hills Tennis Club because he's walking past the pool, he's walking past the tennis courts, trying to find a place with good sound. And unfortunately, we never got it. but it's so worth listening to what he has to say that please ignore the bad sound. And hopefully today's sound is good because we're recording it on a real microphone instead of just on a phone or our computer. So,
and you can even see Billy's advice. One of the things we were talking to him about is rescue, rebuild, reopen after the bridge collapse. And every single moment of a Democrat speaking out after that has been along the lines of rescue, rebuild, reopen. He gives great advice. And I think for anyone who's thinking about running for office, advising people, just communicating in general, it's an episode definitely worth watching.
So tweet us or X us, thread us, whatever, LinkedIn, I'm on, Instagram, whatever. Let us know what you think, or through my website, which I pass on to Victor. Let us know who your favorites were and who you'd want in the future, which is going to be slightly delayed. And that's what we wanted to talk about, was with graduation and work comes not the flexibility to do this every week. And so we're working on, you know, are we going to just take a temporary pause while we figure this out? Or are we going to try to fit in an occasional episode? Stay tuned. We will let you know. We will also let you know exactly what Victor's job is going to be, but it can't be officially announced today. So next week, we will announce it and put it on our social media and maybe even do a little Zoom just between the two of us to announce what is coming and what we expect, although the future may be dependent on once you get to know your boss and see what your boss thinks.
I mean, we'll keep you posted and we'll definitely be back. I mean, if it's not in some form or another, we will be on the same screen again. It just might be a little longer or a little shorter. We don't know yet, but we will keep you posted. And maybe one of the things I was going to talk about is, you know, we always end every episode with advice to young people. And I feel like I'm getting to the point where I'm no longer that young.
Oh, please. You're not old enough to run for Congress.
That's true.
Sorry. But I just in terms of progress, I said I was wearing an intergenerational politics pin. We are, of course, now iGen Politics because we have great producers. Thank you, Politicon. I know you're listening. And so we've come a long way in the 4 years from, you know, Victor and I going on Zoom and
doing it ourselves,
doing our own thing.
And I editing it afterward and then putting it out. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing, honestly.
But it worked.
It worked.
And then we got professionals and help and a better name, iGen Politics. So I hope you will remember us when we come back. And next week, for sure, we will, well, hopefully next week, but soon.
Yes.
We will tell you all exactly what Victor's going to be doing. And I, of course, will keep on doing what I'm doing, which is I'm writing another book. And I just learned today, a Webby nominated podcast.
And you can go vote, I think, for it. So go vote on whatever. We'll put the link in our show notes. Go vote for hashtag sisters-in-law. And speaking of progress, you know, Jill had no idea what a podcast was when we first started, but now she has two and two amazing ones. And hashtag sisters-in-law is one of the most popular ones out there. So, you know, how far both of us come.
And yes, well, I've seen your growth and development as, you know, I've edited stuff for you you know, helped you get jobs and all those other things and just watch you grow up. And I've learned as much from you as I hope you've learned from me.
Of course.
And it's been terrific to have the intergenerational quality with Victor and all of his friends who I've met. I've had Zoom phone calls when he's at dinner with friends. I talk to them as well. So it is. And yes, you are someone who is talking peer-to-peer with young voters, which is one of the main things we wanted to reach here. But not just, I mean, obviously we want to reach my generation.
Every generation.
And we want to reach everybody in between Victor's and my generation. And, you know, voting is critical. So please, this year, I know we say this every year, this year more than ever, democracy depends on it. But I think everybody will agree, I've never felt as threatened in my whole life as I do now. And as I see Florida adopting, you know, basically a zero abortion plan, but putting it on the ballot, which I have confidence that if it passed in Kansas and Michigan, it will pass in Florida as well. But we have to be careful. We have to really pay attention. And it's not just to the president, although obviously that's critical, because otherwise there could be a national abortion ban.
Yeah.
But it's also the state's attorney. Illinois' election was just paper thin. I mean, just a few thousand votes separated the two candidates, and they handled it civilly. And, you know, congratulations to the winner. But it took a couple weeks after the election night to get the final results. So we have to just make sure we get out in numbers because every vote does count.
Yes. And like Jill said, I mean, we started off as intergenerational, and that's been the through line of our podcast since we started. And, you know, if you're an old person, you know, don't hesitate reaching out to a young
person. Excuse me. If you're older than
older than me. Don't hesitate to reach out to someone younger. And, you know, I often think about trust and messengers, and it's these sort of intergenerational conversations that can be really useful in this election. You know, someone who might be Jill's age talking to someone. I don't want to use the term older, but someone who is Jill's age talking to someone my age can
help. Well, older. I do talk to older people.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, they're the ones who can really educate us on how to vote, on, you know, where, how we can change our voter registration, how we can navigate this really complicated electoral process. And so there's a lot of ways that all of us can work together. And I hope that this podcast has showed how there are so many more ways that, you know, I know this sounds trite given how much it's said in the political sphere, but there's so much more that, you know, brings us together than I think what separates us. And so when, if you're thinking about reaching out to someone younger or older than you, do it, you know, have those conversations, educate each other, talk to each other about the issues, listen to each other. You know, that's, I think, how we're going to win this election, is really having those conversations one-on-one across generations, across political ideologies.
Yes, that's very important, because we have talked to some of the best. Christoph was one of the...
Nick Christoph
was one who had one of the best answers about how to talk to someone from a completely different point of view than yours. And so was Billy Ray, in terms of how do you get to a point where you get someone to say, well, I agree with that.
Hey there, Asha Rangappa here. Congrats to Jill and Victor on 4 outstanding years of hosting iGen Politics. It was great to come on their show and talk to an intergenerational audience. Here's to more intergenerational conversations.
Hi, I'm Martha Minow, and I am so happy to give my congratulations to Victor and to Jill for 4 fabulous years with the podcast. And it was such a pleasure for me to participate and to reach your intergenerational audience, sending best wishes for many more intergenerational conversations.
Hello, everybody. This is Professor Larry Sabato here at the University of Virginia, standing in my home, Pavilion 4 on Thomas Jefferson's lawn. And I'm just here today to congratulate Jill and Victor on their wonderful 4 years of the iGen Politics podcast, which has been terrific. It's an intergenerational conversation, and I say that as somebody who's much closer to Jill's generation than to Victor's. But I think it's very useful. We ought to have more of these intergenerational conversations. And let me also congratulate Victor on his graduation from college and his hiring by the Biden-Harris campaign. You're going to see a dramatic increase in the proficiency of that campaign with Victor joining it. So good luck, and we look forward to following your career and seeing what you do next, and the thing after that, and the thing after that.
Hi, this is Susan Page from USA Today. My congratulations to Jill and Victor for 4 amazing years of their podcast, iGen Politics. It was my privilege to go on the show and talk to them. Here's to more conversations across the generations. Thanks.
Hi, it's Leah Littman. Congrats to Jill and Victor on 4 incredible years of hosting iGen Politics. It was a pleasure to be able to come on as a guest, and here's to more conversations.
And then you can build from that one point of agreement. And that was basically what Christoph said as well. And so I think we've tried to explore communications in general. And of course, we always have ended with, you know, what's your advice to the younger generation about entering your career or something else like that. And I hope everyone has, you know, come away feeling that they've learned something. I know for me, my advice to my generation is, just keep going. Do it. I mean, don't retire. Reinvent. That is my advice. And
Jill keeps reinventing herself. I mean, that is with the second book coming out and working on a second book.
A children's book, no less.
A children's book.
Well, it's not coming out. We haven't submitted it to a publisher yet.
But working on it.
We're pretty close to doing that, I think. And I love it. And
yes.
Brisby is part of it.
Oh,
he's a character in the book. He's adorable. Oh. So
yeah, no, I tell all my friends that, you know, Jill recently was in Cuba, and I was telling them that you were snorkeling, and they said, Jill snorkeling? What? How is that possible? I mean, she really is. I mean, we talk about it a lot.
Really?
I mean, defies age in many
ways.
Amazing.
I met a Dalmatian
that
belonged to an artist in Cuba.
Wow.
And it was totally unexpected. We walked into his house to see his paintings, and we were greeted by a Dalmatian. I mean, what could have been more wonderful than that? And I actually bought a painting by his son of their Dalmatian, whose name is Slash. And maybe I'll post a picture of that on our website as well.
Well, wasn't there one Dalmatian that also had a Star Wars reference?
Yeah, that's their dogs.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course, I didn't know what Star Wars was, so I had to ask Victor what that thing in his hand was. It was a light laser.
Lightsaber.
Sorry. Okay, I had half of it right.
Yeah.
Hey, Jill and Victor, it's Chris Liu. I want to thank you for the important contributions you made through your podcast. I loved being a guest as well, and I look forward to hearing what you both do next.
Hi, it's Judy Woodruff wishing congratulations to Jill and Victor on 4 incredible years of iGen Politics.
Hi there, it's Nick Kristoff. Congratulations to Jill and Victor on 4 amazing years with iGen Politics. It was great to be on the show and to have that intergenerational conversation. And while an incredible run is coming to an end, I look forward to continuing that conversation among the generations and doing what we can together to solve the problems around us.
It's been great working with Jill, and I think hopefully it's been as enjoyable for all of you as well, listening to this and watching us. Just truly hard to believe how many people we've talked to. I mean, even people like Neil deGrasse Tyson were scientists, and I remember Mark Cuban.
He was wonderful.
Yes, but someone we have no connection to because we don't follow sports at all, really. And so to have someone like Mark Cuban come on to talk about sports or Neil deGrasse Tyson talk about science, it's topics we never thought we'd venture into, but we did. And
that we learned from every one of them. Yeah. It's been fabulous. And I can't believe it's over 200 people. And in a way, I mean, I graduated college with a degree in journalism and then somehow got sidetracked into law. And I'm now back to maybe what you would call journalism. And this is like a journalist's dream come true. You call someone up that you just think would be interesting to talk to, Fiona Hill. You just call her up and she says, I'll talk to you for an hour. And you get an hour conversation where you get to ask anything you want. It is a dream come true.
Absolutely.
So we hope to be back to this as soon as Victor works out his work situation.
Yes.
But I just wanted you to know there'll be at least a few weeks before we're back.
Yes.
And maybe could be November.
Hi there, Essie Cup here. I just want to say congrats to Jill and Victor on 4 incredible years of podcasting at iGen Politics. It was one of my favorite pods to do because y'all are so great. But also, it's so important to have intergenerational conversations, and we just don't do it anymore. So it was a great space. You guys did a great job with it. And I look forward to what's next from you guys.
Oh, hi there. It's Stephanie Miller. Congratulations to Jill and Victor for 4 incredible years of hosting iGen Politics. It was such a pleasure to come on the show and get to talk to their intergenerational audience. That means old and young people. Here's to more intergenerational conversations. I'm almost too old to say that.
Yeah, could be November, December, but stay tuned. This is a reminder for all of you. Don't erase iGen Politics from your library.
Right.
If you have not yet subscribe so you get that episode whenever it comes out, whether it's in a few weeks or a few months. The only way you can get it is if you subscribe on either YouTube at youtube.com/politicon, or if you follow us and hopefully, if you like this episode, you can rate us as well. But that's really the only way you can see our episode. So do that if you haven't already, so you don't miss our next episode, which we can't promise when it'll be, but it'll happen.
And so in one last mention of our advertiser, Babbel, a biento, which means till soon.
Oh, till soon. And I'll say au revoir.